DW.
Some wine bottles here.
The office is empty already?
Not yet.
But it's a little sad, this dark abandoned office. There's a teddy bear on Yao Wai-Ching's very messy desk.
I, Yao Wai-Ching, do solemnly swear that
she's a member of parliament as a representative of the new party Youngspiration. But Yao Wai-Ching is not allowed into the parliament anymore because while taking the oath, she swore and offended China deliberately.
I will uphold the basic law of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China, bear allegiance to the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China and serve the Hong Kong...
In interviews, she has maintained that she was misunderstood. She doesn't want to pledge her loyalty to the government, but only to the people.
It's rather ridiculous that when a parliament member taking the oath, the content of the oath is nothing about the people. It's about the political. It's about the dictatorship.
The anger that erupted after Yao Wai-Ching's swearing had been lingering for a while. It all started 2 years ago, when students first took to the streets and stayed there for weeks in the so-called Umbrella Revolution because of the umbrellas that were used to protect demonstrators against the tear gas fired by police.
We won't go home! We won't, not only me, all of us here won't go home until we are victory at last.
Hong Kong is largely autonomous, but nonetheless part of China. And China is getting more and more involved in Hong Kong's affairs.
If we miss this chance to fight for ourselves, I think Hong Kong will have no future. That's why we are here.
When the Umbrella Revolution started, Beijing seemed uneasy about how to handle the issue. But over 2 years, their approach has hardened. After Yao Wai-Ching's controversial oath, the communist government in Beijing issued its own interpretation of the Hong Kong Constitution. Beijing decided Yao Wai-Ching could not be a member of parliament, but many people in Hong Kong feel that isn't for Beijing to say. The protesting started up again, against Beijing's meddling, but also in favor of the communist voice in Hong Kong. Hundreds of people are waving Chinese flags in front of the parliament building. They are protesting against treason, so they shout every time a member of parliament walks past. It is mostly elderly people. I'm not quite sure if all of them are actually from Hong Kong, because it is common knowledge here that sometimes people are brought over from the mainland to take part in these protests. But the demonstrators ostensibly speak Cantonese, the Chinese language used in Hong Kong, so it is hard to tell if they have been mobilized by Beijing or not.
They are supporting the ruling of the Beijing government.
Okay.
Yeah. We all are supporting, yes.
Are you a Hong Kong friend?
Yes, I'm from Hong Kong.
Priscilla Leung is a member of the pro-Beijing side of parliament.
The persons who make fun with the oath or who deliberately add some offensive behaviours or words into the oath have been regarded as an act threatening the unity and sovereignty of China. If they do not accept one country, two system, as well as People's Republic of China, they cannot pledge loyalty, nor in fact they cannot serve in the Legislative Council of the Administrative Region, which is part of China. Democracy is also within the framework of one country, two system.
But they have been chosen by people. Can you go past that, you think?
I think that is the real matter why China became so serious. The question raises, what is the education of Hong Kong? Why? There's no such concept of one country.
Priscilla Leung's side wants Hong Kong citizens to respect the fact that they are part of one country. But supporters on the other side want China to recognize that the deal was that they have two different systems within that one country. Many young people are working here. I also see some yellow flags and other tributes to the protests of 2 years ago.
Yes.
Hi.
Nathan Law is one of the leaders of the Umbrella Movement.
Hi, this is Nathan. Well, let's take a seat.
This is a corner office with a magnificent view over the Hong Kong harbour and the skyline of the Kowloon district. In the distance, I can even see the mountains.
Well, 2 years ago, I was an activist. For now, I still am an activist, but also there's another title, which is legislator. Well, my main agenda is to put the discussion of Hong Kong future on the parliament table.
What is left of the umbrella revolution of 2 years ago?
I think there are some positive changes brought out. For example, in different professional domain, for example, like accountants and lawyers, there are lots of post umbrella groups that support democracy and support free and fair society. They organize themselves to act inside their professionals. We really get involved in the game, even though it is a very unfair system. Then we fight for each mile of the battlefield.
Do you think Beijing listens to you right now?
Beijing never listens to anyone. They do what they think that has highest value for them.
Things are getting crucial in Hong Kong. In a few months' time, the country will choose its leader, the chief executive, but only from a list of candidates that have been approved by Beijing. The umbrella revolution wasn't able to change that. But Nathan Law says that the battle for self-determination is not over. He will continue to fight from within the system. And although she might not be a member of parliament anymore, Ya Wai Ching says she won't give up either.
I was elected by the people, and I have to be responsible to them.
There have been people who've been really in trouble with Beijing before. Are you afraid that something might happen?
What I'm scared about is not only me, but all other Hong Kong people will face this kind of problem maybe after several years. And I think it is the thing that CCP government will do to maintain its dictatorship.
This is Eva Ramelow for DW in Hong Kong.
DW.